is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Shillong Medical College commences with inaugural batch of MBBS student taking oath on Thursday. Police confirm homicide after body of 7-year-old boy found in forested area in outskirts of Shillong. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla reviews progress of ongoing Jiribam Khonsang Tupul Imphal Railway project. Tripura to join nationwide launch of Mission for Self-Reliance in Pulses and Jan Dhan Kisan Yojana. And now the news in detail. The Shillong Medical College officially commenced its journey yesterday with the inaugural batch of MBBS students taking oath during a flag hoisting ceremony held at the college campus atop Pasture Hills, Lamali Pulin. Meghalaya Chief Secretary Dr. Shakir P. Ahmed and Health Secretary Dr. Joram Beda, along with faculty members and students, were present. College Director Dr. Nicola Caressa Lingdor Yang Rai announced that the first MBBS classes will begin on 14th of October. With its launch, the Shillong Medical College not only adds 50 new MBBS seats, but also marks a significant step towards expanding medical education and strengthening Meghalaya's healthcare system. The body of a 7-year-old boy from Nongra Lone Merbo was found by the roadside in a forested area near Maupat Lone Munnong in the outskirts of Shillong yesterday. The boy had gone missing from his home on 8th of October and his body was recovered with the assistance of police personnel and local volunteers. The East Khasi District Superintendent of Police Vivek Aim said that preliminary observation suggests the child may have been killed elsewhere and his body later dumped at the site. The police have launched an investigation into the incident while awaiting the autopsy report to determine the circumstances leading to the child's death. National President of National People's Party and Chief Minister of Meghalaya Conrad K. Sangma, who reached Imphal yesterday, said that political parties, stakeholders and representatives of all communities living in Manipur need to work together to restore peace and normalcy in the state. He said that cooperation and trust among the people living in Manipur is key to strengthen communal harmony. The Meghalaya Chief Minister met representatives of different organizations in Imphal and also called on Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in the evening. In a social media post, Mr. Sangma said that the aim of the MPP is to listen, understand and address the unresolved issues affecting Manipur. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla chaired a meeting at Raj Bhavan in Imphal yesterday to review the progress of the ongoing Jiribam Khonsang Tupul Imphal Railway project. Officer from the Northeast Frontier Railway made a detailed presentations on the current status of the project and key aspects such as alignment, challenges and security issues. The new railway line will connect Imphal to the national railway network, significantly enhancing connectivity and reducing transportation costs. The project is expected to boost tourism, promote industrial growth, generate employment opportunities and contribute to the overall socio-economic development of Manipur. Mizoram is experiencing a sharp rise in tourist arrivals, prompting Tourism Minister Pu Lal Ninglovahmar to call on residents to be prepared for the growing interest in the state. He attributed much of this growth to the inauguration of the Sairang Railway Station, which has greatly improved connectivity. Addressing a gathering during the Mizoram Transfest 2025 at Aijar Club, Mr. Humar highlighted that the number of visitors now equals nearly half of Mizoram's population. This growth is a clear indication of the state's increasing appeal as a tourist destination, he stated. The minister emphasized the importance of readiness among the local population, noting that hospitality plays a crucial role in attracting and retaining tourists. One of the key objectives of Mizoram Travel Fest is to explore how to better welcome foreign and domestic tourists. Politeness and preparedness are essential, the minister underscored. The Chengkompara Multifacility Centre in the southwest Garo Hills of Meghalaya held an event yesterday in the run-up to the World Mental Health Day being observed globally today. A quiz competition, essay writing and poster painting contests were organised to promote awareness about the importance of mental health and to encourage young minds to express their understanding of mental well-being through creative and intellectual activities. Officials from the District Mental Health Program and District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Ambati, highlighted the need for open dialogue about mental health awareness within their schools and communities. Tripura will join the nationwide launch of the Mission for Self-Reliance and Pulses in Jan Dhan Kisan Yojana tomorrow. Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ratan Lal Nath, who took part in the meeting yesterday with Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan through video conferencing, informed that the state-level event will be held at the Agriculture Research Station in AD Nagar, Agartala. Tripura Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Saha will attend the event along with members of Parliament, MLAs, corporators, departmental officials, progressive farmers and others. Nagaland joined the nation in launching the Tobacco Free Youth Campaign 3.0 yesterday. Addressing the state-level launch in Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare Department Anup Kinchi described the initiative as a timely and strategic move to address the high tobacco use among both adults and children in Nagaland. Principal Director Dr. Mirimila Senlem noted that challenges remain, with the national surveys showing 43% of school-going children and adults in Nagaland still using some form of tobacco. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, along with Deputy Chief Minister Chau Nam Nain, inaugurated the Sewa Aapke Dwar camp on Wednesday at Nutan village in Changlang district. Mr. Khandu emphasized that when government reaches out to the people, essential services arrive at every doorstep and democracy feels most alive. Through the Sewa Aapke Dwar initiative, multiple departments work together on a common platform to provide on-the-spot services such as certificate issuance, health checkups and awareness on welfare schemes. The Indian Army and the Indian Air Force jointly celebrated the 93rd Air Force Day at Advanced Landing Ground, Michuka, Arunachal Pradesh on Wednesday. The celebration showcased the seamless coordination and strong bond that exists between the two premier arms of the Indian Armed Forces. The event highlighted the significance of synergy in operations and the importance of mutual trust and cooperation in safeguarding the nation's sovereignty and territorial integrity. A ceremonial display and interactive session between the soldiers and air warriors symbolized the strength of joint efforts in ensuring operational readiness in the strategically vital region. The event served as a reminder of the crucial role played by the Indian Armed Forces in maintaining peace, security and stability across all terrains and conditions. Mohan Kidbok Kharpuri took a hat-trick in Meghalaya's first match of the Under-19 Men's Vino Mankat Trophy 2025-26, but in a losing cause as Sikkim won by 3 wickets in Chandigarh yesterday. Sikkim won the toss and elected to field first in the plate group fixture and bowled Meghalaya out for 99 in 36.4 overs. Meghalaya's next match will be against Manipur on Saturday. Meanwhile, in the senior women's T20 trophy plate group, both of Meghalaya's scheduled matches have been abandoned due to adverse conditions. Meghalaya are slated to face Arunachal Pradesh next on Saturday. Now for the headlines once again. Shillong Medical College commences with inaugural batch of MBBS students taking oath on Thursday. Police confirm homicide after body of 7-year-old boy found in forested area in outskirts of Shillong. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla reveals progress of ongoing Jeribam Khongsang Tupul Infan Railway project. Tripura to join nationwide launch of Mission for Self-Reliance and Pulses and Jan Dhan Kisan Yojana. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.